Mr. President, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, as mayor of Pittsburgh, I take great pleasure in welcoming, in the name of our city and of all its citizens, the President of the United States to this occasion. Our president is here to examine Pittsburgh's role in the country's plan of national defense. In our mills, he has seen what Pittsburgh will do under his wise and energetic national leadership to defend our country against armed aggression. Here at Terrace Village, the president and all of us may see what Pittsburgh, again, in conjunction with his energetic and humane national leadership, is doing to build a stout defense against another enemy, the ravages of poverty. It is now my privilege to introduce to you the chairman of the Pittsburgh Housing Authority, Councilman George E. Evans, who will introduce the President of the United States. Mr. Evans.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, the Pittsburgh Housing Authority welcomes you to the dedication of this housing project. On this site, formerly covered by slums, hundreds of American families for generations will enjoy the American way of life. I am honored to present to you the man who has made this and hundreds of other projects like it possible, His Excellency, the President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Evans, my good friends of Pittsburgh, I have come here today very informally on what is essentially a trip to educate myself, to learn about what's happening for national defense in this country, in this section, and at the same time to look over some of these projects that have, as the mayor said, a great deal to do with national defense. I go back over more than a quarter of a century to the first study in this country of any importance that was made in relation to the problem of better housing. It was done here in Pittsburgh over a quarter of a century ago, and it seems to me that from that time on, we have been learning steadily all over the nation more about the need of better housing for our citizens. It has taken initiative, and at last we are getting examples like this. In this particular work of the U.S. Housing Authority, this is, I think, represents the 100th housing dwelling unit. 100,000 families just built through this one agency. Say there are five people to the family. Well, that's 500,000 Americans. That's not very much out of 130 million. And therefore, we know that this work has only started. It's got to go on. Still, 500,000 people represent a pretty sizable crowd. And in other methods, other forms of building houses in this country, we have added, in addition to those 500,000 units, we have taken care of about nearly 2 million more people who have been given better homes. That represents another phase of democracy at work. We have here a representation of intelligent and sympathetic cooperation between the federal government and the local agencies of government. The federal government, through the Congress, provided initial funds with which these buildings were built. The homes were conceived and constructed under the direction of the Housing Authority of Pittsburgh. And may I say that they are a monument to the vision and the perseverance of the leaders in this housing movement in Pittsburgh. Not only this section, but every other section of the Union is richer for having antiquated, squalid shacks replaced by these bright, decent houses. You know, everything wears out in time or it gets obsolete. And it's a mighty difficult thing for us to ask our population to live in obsolete or worn-out houses that were built 75 or 100 years ago. The jobs and the homes of most of the people in our country constitute a part of their stake in the nation. As long as they know that their government is sympathetically working to protect their jobs and to better their homes, we will be confident that if the need arises, the people themselves will wholeheartedly join in the defense of their homes and the defense of their democracy. And so I regard these housing projects everywhere as a part of the program of defense. You're doing a grand job. Do more of it and speed it up.
Mr. President, I now have great pleasure in introducing to you the 100,000th family that has moved into a USHA-aided housing project, Mr. and Mrs. Churchill with their three children.
Hello, glad to see you. How do you? Glad to see you. How to do? Lift up a little bit. Right.